In AWIPS 2, the localization and customization concepts still exist. There is no main script, though, unless you are dealing with particular rehosted pieces of AWIPS 1. EDEX knows about its localization using an environment variable that is specified in its setup.env file. Any site overrides used to configure the ingest or processing of data by EDEX are located in the utility store in EDEX static or common static. Cave is told about its localization using its preferences menu. Beyond that, however, the distinction between localization and customization in AWIPS 2 gets a bit more blurry, and it may be counterproductive to try to precisely define the difference between the two concepts. Though the AWIPS 2 System Manager's Manual still has chapters 15 and 16 on localization and customization respectively, perhaps it's better to think about both of them as simply configuration. This is because additional configuration levels exist in AWIPS 2, base, site, user, workstation, and so on. Some of the exact same XML configuration files for Cave exist as site, user, and workstation level overrides. For example, one of the AWIPS 1 basic localization tasks was to define the base D2D background maps on the hemispheric, CONUS, regional, state, and WFO scales. In AWIPS 2, this same function still occurs, of course, but you can define additional scale maps at a user level. In AWIPS 1, a user level modification, like defining a procedure, generally probably would be considered customization. Applying the same concept to AWIPS 2, the exact configuration files that define scale maps might be considered localization at the site override level and customization as a user override. Consequently, it becomes increasingly difficult to logically separate some of the Cave configurations into localization and customization, and it may be simpler to think of both as just configuration.